I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write myself.
From Washington, our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat, a timely discussion on the legislative, regulatory, and political issues confronting active and retired EAS-level employees. This is Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors, and today I am honored to be joined by NAPS Executive Vice President Ivan Butts. Welcome, Ivan.
Good morning, Bob.
We will be talking about the economy, the Postal Service, and demonstrating how a vibrant Postal Service and strong economy go hand in hand. First, it is sobering to note that the primary White House architects of today's economic predicament, erratic stock fluctuations, and national economic instability, are two of the three authors of the President's Task Force on the Postal Service. They are Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and OMB Director, and for now, Acting White House Chief of Staff, Rick Mulvaney. The President fired the other author, former Office of Personnel Management Director Jeff Pons, in early October. Ivan and I will be talking about how NAPS members will have a pivotal role in ensuring the Postal Service is restored to financial vitality. First, let's talk about the corrosive economic policies that either created or intensified what we are witnessing today across the nation. EAS postal employees and retirees are directly impacted in their pocketbooks through chaotic gyrations on our thrift savings balances. The months of October and December 2018 were particularly troublesome. It is important to recognize that the federal board who manages the different TSP funds are not to blame. TSP funds are so-called index funds because they reflect activities within the stock and bond market. National economic conditions have yielded net losses on all funds with the exception of the G Fund and the 1L Income Fund, a very conservative fund that has limited stock exposure. The 12-month average rate for our most popular funds was 2.9% for the G Fund, 0% for the F Fund, -6.15% for the C Fund, which invests exclusively in stocks, and the S and the I Funds pulled up the rear with negative double-digit returns. Now you might ask, what the primary causes of TSP losses? Most reputable economists attribute the losses to, among other factors, the ongoing White House-initiated trade war, newly implemented and threatened tariffs on imported goods, and the threat of, and now, the actual shutdown of 25% of the government. 800,000 federal employees are either furloughed or working without a paycheck. There is also a general lack of confidence with the White House and its damaging relationship with Congress. Permit me to remind you what I said at the outset. The authors of the Postal Task Force report are the same individuals who are the primary custodians of the U.S. economy. Now let me turn to Ivan. Ivan, the new Congress is being sworn in on Thursday, January 3rd, less than a week from now. And the NAPS Legislative Training Seminar is now less than 3 months away. How should EAS employees and retirees prepare for ensuring that the new Congress understands the importance of a universal postal service to the U.S. economy, despite how the task force authors may have impacted the economy and crafted a plan that may, on the whole, negatively affect the postal service?
All right. Thanks, Bob. It's great to sit down with you this morning and talk a little bit about LTS and the role that we as NAPS will play in educating this new Congress that we have coming in on January 3rd. And as Bob pointed out, with everything that went on with the committee and with the task force moving forward, it's going to be imperative that we come up to the Hill as strong as numbers as possible to educate this new House leadership and Senate leadership in what the post office is, who we are, what we do, what we're constitutionally enacted to do. And that's key. I remember back in 2014 when I first came up here, I didn't understand that. But when that new Congress came in and there were so many freshmen in that session also, that they really didn't know our mission. They really, a lot of them believed that we were appropriated by the government. We were using taxpayer money to fund ourselves. They didn't even realize that the post office is self-funded through the sale of our stamps. So it's going to be imperative that when we come up here in March, and again, the LTS will be March 10th to the 13th at the Crystal Gateway Marriott. So when we come up here for that period and we go through our day of training on March 11th and then hit the hill on the 12th and the 13th, that we come up in strong numbers and educate this new leadership on who we are and what we're going to do, what we are doing.
So Ivan, it's sort of like, you know, from the Bible story, and there arose in Egypt a new Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. There was elected to Congress 100 new members of Congress who may not know postal supervisors or know the Postal Service and what it does. So what do you think are the major issues that NAPS members ought to push between now and the LTS and at the LTS?
Great question, Bob. Yeah, you're right. 100 new members, 66 Democrat, 44 Republicans coming in. We're still going to be looking at and we're still developing what our agenda items are. But obviously, postal reform is something that we still are looking at, still viable. We still need to be seeking the sustainability of the Postal Service to keep moving forth as an entity, in spite of whatever we're seeing and hearing from that task force. And within that, you have the shipping beer and wine. Which is always good. Obviously, another key thing for us is going to be MSPB rights for all EAS. That's something we've been fighting for a number of years, and we're still going to keep fighting for that because it's just the right thing to do. It's a due process issue that needs to be addressed and should have been addressed when they enacted the MSPB laws.
One of the issues recommendations which NAPS agrees with the task force is on re-amortizing the funding requirement for the Postal Service, as well as changing the calculation on what the liability actually is. The impact of pre-funding on the Postal Service, how has that impacted the lives of NAPS members and retirees?
Well, the funding liability, again, which was from the 2006 legislation, was really a strain on the Postal Service financially. To pre-fund out 100% of retiree benefits 75 years out, you're really asking the Postal Office to pre-fund retirement for people who aren't even born yet. And that was that was very unfair of that legislation to put that burden on the Postal Service. And they obviously weren't able to uphold or maintain it. So the reamortizing of that debt is a smart way of actually accomplishing a bad task and still let the post office remain sustainable. Reamortize it over 40 years and even loosen it up that money that we currently have already given, I believe it's like $22 billion. Let us reinvest that in thrift-like savings accounts to actually accelerate the repayment of not just the debt, but the pre-funding of the retiree benefits. It's a smart move.
Now, next week, Ivan, you and I are going to be going up to Capitol Hill on January 3rd, the day on which all these new guys and gals are going to be sworn in. We're going to be burning a lot of shoe leather on that day. What would you want to tell NAPS members about our excursion next week and how many calories we're going to be burning that day?
I will tell you, pray for us. We'll be up on the hill all day. Again, we did a tremendous job through your SPAC efforts. We did a tremendous job touching and reaching out to a number of these new freshmen getting involved with their campaign. So now it's time for us to go up on the hill and start making these connections with them to capitalize on that. And we need you to partner with us and start making your visits on the local level also. And just so we take full advantage of the contacts and the engagements that we've made. Again, it's all about where we want to be on the pyramid. You've heard me say that for 4 years. Where do we want to be on the pyramid? We're on a lot of pyramids, and we're not on the bottom. So let's take advantage of it.
Better on a pyramid than on the hump of a camel, I could say. In any case, that's about all the time we have for today. For coming and joining with us. And till next week. Enjoy and have a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Write down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. so sweet.